Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today we're diving headfirst into a topic that hits us all at some point. Stress management. Ever feel like you're drowning in to-dos, deadlines, and the constant hum of gotta do, gotta get? You know that feeling when your mind's racing, your shoulders are tight, and you just want to hit the snooze button on life? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Managing stress isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about finding strategies that work for YOU, so you can navigate the chaos without losing yourself in the process. So, strap in, because today we're breaking down 5 key takeaways to help you manage stress without sacrificing your sanity, and maybe even find a little joy along the way. First up, identify your stressors. This sounds simple, but often we just feel overwhelmed without really knowing what is causing the feeling. Take a moment to reflect. Is it work deadlines, relationship issues, social media overload? Pinpointing those triggers is like taking the first step on a treasure map. You need to know where you're starting before you can find your way out of the jungle. Next, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Life doesn't come with an on-off switch for stress, and neither should your coping mechanisms. Trying to force yourself into a rigid routine when life throws curveballs just sets you up for failure. Instead, embrace flexibility. Some days might call for a long walk in nature, others might demand a good cry. No shame in that. Find a variety of healthy coping tools, exercise, meditation, creative outlets, and mix it up based on your needs. Now, let's talk boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without receiving? Setting boundaries is crucial for stress management. It's not about being selfish. It's about protecting your energy and mental space. This could mean saying no to extra commitments, limiting screen time, or carving out dedicated me time. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Speaking of boundaries, ditch the comparison game. We live in a world where social media often paints an unrealistic picture of perfection. Comparing your journey to someone else's highlight reel is like comparing apples and oranges, except the oranges are photoshopped and have an extra layer of glitter. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, and learn from your stumbles. Everyone's journey is unique. Finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember that stress is a normal part of life. It doesn't define you. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remind yourself that you're capable of navigating this. Think about a time when you were feeling overwhelmed by stress. Maybe it was a big project at work, a family issue, or even just the daily grind getting to be too much. Picture that moment vividly. What were the physical sensations you felt? Your racing heart, clenched jaw, maybe even a knot in your stomach. Now imagine how you reacted. Did you try to push through it and pretend everything was okay? Did you lash out at someone close to you? Or did you take a step back, breathe deeply, and acknowledge what you were feeling? The point is, recognizing those moments of stress is crucial. It's not about avoiding them altogether, life happens, but about learning how to manage them effectively. By taking the steps we talked about today, identifying your stressors, setting boundaries, practicing self-compassion, you can build resilience and navigate the ups and downs without losing yourself in the process. Remember, managing stress isn't a destination, it's a journey. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate the small victories, and keep pushing forward. And hey, if you ever need a virtual high five or someone to bounce ideas off of, we're always here in the Discipline Switch community. Go out there and rock your day, my friends. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss our next episode, where we'll be tackling
created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity. Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.